Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Ty.
Dublin's hit music station, FM 104, Louise with you until 1 o'clock. I'm now joined by Keane O'Sullivan from Terenure College. Hello, how are you?
Hi Louise, how are you?
I'm good, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, no problem at all.
So obviously with the announcement during the week about the Leaving Cert, are you happy with the outcome?
Yeah, I'm happy with all the choice. Now it's time just to sit down and think about what subjects I'm going to do the exam in and what subjects I'm going to take predicted grades in.
Yeah, so I suppose that there is the planning ahead now for you guys to see what you want to do. And also I think they have to come out with a couple of more revised ideas of what they're going to do as well with certain subjects. I think with music and things like that too.
So yeah, and the orals and the practicals
as
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I suppose there is a plan, but there's still a bit of waiting to see what they're fully going to do with it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you guys have done an amazing thing. So you guys obviously are 6 years into your college and you've decided to do this fundraiser. Tell me about it.
So one of our friends' mams is very sick at the moment, mm-hmm. and we decided to do a fundraiser for the Irish Cancer Society and the Our Lady's Hospice in Harold's Cross. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of fellas in the year who's had bad experiences with cancer, like myself included. My mam is a breast cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. So we I decided last Thursday to set up a GoFundMe, and it we sort of just talked about it with about four of us, and it came out that a lot more people wanted to do it, and we were sort of expecting maybe a maximum of 1,000, 2,000 euro, and within 24 hours it was at around 15,000, so we were completely overwhelmed with all the support and all we got.
It's absolutely incredible, because the last time I looked at it, you're almost hitting the 40 grand mark.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible.
I assume you didn't expect it to blow up quite so much.
No, not in the slightest.
Good.
Like, There's about 50 of us now doing the Shave or Die, and we all dyed them on Monday the 15th.
Okay.
So we have an Instagram page and a Twitter page and a Facebook group with all the pictures of the fellas who shaved or dyed.
How many of you were involved in it?
I think in the end, I think it was 53 of us.
Okay. Wow, loads of you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we left it open to the whole year to see who wanted to do it. Like, we didn't push anyone to do it, so...
Yeah. And did you find it like not extra pressure, but like something extra to do, obviously, with the Leaving Cert and trying to figure out how to study, and obviously you're working studying from home? Was it kind of an outlet as well, something nice to do?
Yeah, so we were actually on midterm this week, so
it was
sort of grand, because we were sort of taking a break anyway from studying and from doing all that, so it kept us something to do, and like there was a bit of crack with the lads having a flagging them over the hairs and so like that's all, especially during like the pandemic when everyone's sort of stuck inside and not doing anything.
Yeah, because I know, because I went to Our Ladies across the road and we wouldn't have been allowed to dye our hair at the time. Maybe it's different now, but definitely if I walked in with pink hair, they would have told me to go home. So maybe being stuck at home isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, well, I'd say the teachers wouldn't have been too impressed if we did it during actual school, but we got permission this time.
Amazing. And it's such an incredible thing to do. So for obviously the Irish Cancer Society and then Our Lady's Hospice as well, you've raised a ton of money, and you're not done yet, because I think people are still wanting to donate as well, aren't they?
Yeah, so we're actually going to leave it open until the last day in February.
Oh, great.
So that it gives people loads of time and like loads of time to get more donations in, because like it's all for a great cause.
Yes.
So
tell me.
It open till the last day.
Tell me about some of the crazy hairstyles we have going on now that it's been done.
Well, Well, a lot of people bleached their hair and okay. a few people shaved it. Now, I decided to go a bit over the top with blue hair and pink eyebrows.
I love that.
And I know a few fellas who've done bright pink hair and bright green hair.
And then
some people with a few dodgy hairlines for shaving it as well.
And was it tricky to do, I suppose, when you went to do it?
We just went to the Tesco in Rathfarnham. A lot of us did. And they just had hair dye there. And we read the instructions. Now, some of them turned out a bit orangey. But yeah. My one was okay anyway.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So how can people donate and find you guys on social?
So we have a GoFundMe set up under Turn Your College 6 Year Shave or Die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really simple. Like, you just put in the amount you want to donate because it's all online. So, and then you put in your card details and it's as easy as that.
Yeah.
And you can have it as anonymous or you can have it as your name is there as well.
Oh, brilliant. And then I suppose if people want to share it as well, they can, because obviously you're going to keep it open for the next 10 days or so.
Yeah. So there's an option on the GoFundMe that you can just click share and mm-hmm. it gives you the link, and then you can share it to any social, like any big social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and all.
Amazing. And no doubt, I'd say you'll go way over the 40 mark, I'd say.
Hopefully anyway.
Oh, but amazing. Well done to you all. It's incredible. And it's amazing what legs it got as well. It just shows, I think, people at the moment want to help out. So it's amazing. And well done to you guys for all doing it.
Yeah, well, we never, ever expected anything like this. Like, we were all shocked. Like, I turned off my phone for about an hour the day I set it up to study. Mm-hmm. And I came back and there was an extra 5,000 there. And we were just shocked.
It's amazing when you only kind of go, okay, we'll get a couple of grand, you know, it's not, you know, it might help them. It's great, you know, and then to get almost 40, it's
yeah,
wow.
Exactly. It's nuts.
But well done. Congratulations. And I'm going to go and check out the show so I can see all the different coloured hairs. I'm very excited.
Thank you.
Not at all. Thanks, Cian.
Right. See you then.
Bye.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tai.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.